USA Radio News.
As Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces another allegation of sexual misconduct by a woman from over 30 years ago, President Trump weighed in on the allegations at the United Nations.
People come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mention it. All of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May will be among the more than 130 world leaders expected for the meetings at the UN General Assembly this week. May sat down with CBS this morning and was asked about the United States and UK's relationship.
The point of the special relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States, in a sense, is that we can have those frank and open discussions.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is on his way to the White House, expecting to be fired today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Members of the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries and allied governments, including Russia, have completed their latest meetings. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75.
Michael Moore's latest anti-Republican movie tanked at the box office this weekend. Fahrenheit 11-9 barely registered with a $3.1 million take on its first weekend. The title was a play from his 2004 movie Fahrenheit 9-11 that sought to expose the mishandlings of 9-11 under President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Microsoft is launching a new artificial intelligence initiative that they believe will help save lives. Brad Smith is the president of Microsoft. He joined CBS this morning to discuss artificial intelligence.
Well, it is a powerful technology. We need to ensure that as we empower computers, in effect, to make decisions that have always been made by human beings, that these are decisions that are made ethically. So you take something like facial recognition. Yeah, mm-hmm. It can help identify criminals. It might find a lost child. We don't want to see this technology deployed before it's ready. We don't want to see it deployed in ways that might, for example, discourage people from going to a public space, expressing their views.
Now, there's some concern and some articles are out there that we're talking about the biases that we may see in AI. Smith addresses that issue next.
I think it's a huge issue.
Yeah.
Because we need to ensure that artificial intelligence works for everybody. And it's really a two-part solution. I think in part you need data sets. So if you're looking at photos, you have to have photos of everybody. But I think your point is also spot on. We need the people who create artificial intelligence for the world to reflect the diversity of the world. Mm-hmm. If they don't, they're probably going to miss some problems that we actually need to catch.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1789 when the Judiciary Act of 1789 was passed and signed by President George Washington, establishing the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.